for nishmas a very, very, very special neshama. Came to this world and has left this world. It left certainly a very tremendous impact. Rebbe Tzenachlis, Shama Shaib and Aliyah, the Levaya was very, very close to Shabbos, but just to understand a moment for what we've lost. I'll just repeat over one story that her husband related at the Levaya, that before she was married already, when he met her, she had a dream. She had a dream, she had a vision, she felt she had a shlichus to go to Eretz Yisrael, to set up a house in Eretz Yisrael, that would be an ohel of Avraham Avinu, that would be a house that would be patuach l'kol, that she would be mahaderet in the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, and that she would do a hishtadlus that bring as many Jewish children into the world as possible. And her husband was not just a willing partner, but was a shutaf malei in terms of her vision. And for those of you who were ever at their home on Friday night, you know what it means to have a suda every Friday night of 100, 200 people from all walks of life. I remember once there was a donkey that came. That's also a walk of life. But Rav Machlis pointed out that K'nai Nahara, they had 14 children. They have 14 children. And Rav Machlis pointed out that at one point when they had begun opening their house, and slowly things began in the house to disappear, not just what things that were given, but all the jewelry, all the money, everything that they had in the house was slowly taken by all sorts of people who had different needs. He decided that there had to be one part of the house that there was a red line. And so he described in the Levaya that they built a door in the house, that beyond that door no one is allowed to come. And beyond that door, that was where their bedroom was, and at least they should have one island of sanity in the house, that they'll know that is their Rishus HaYachid. And so Rav Machlis continued speaking about the fact that there was one individual who was coming to them on Friday night, and they checked, and he was always by the Kotel, morning, afternoon, evening, early morning, always there. Namely, that he was totally homeless, he had nothing. And they asked whether they can provide for him a home. No, he didn't want a home. Can they provide for him food during the course of the week? It turned out that the only thing that he would eat was Rebbe Tzenachlis' homemade whole wheat pizza. And he would come to them during the course of the week, and she would bake this pizza for him. And so once he asked her, would you mind teaching me how to bake this pizza? This is the only thing that I eat. It would be kedai that I should know how to bake it. And he had no idea what it meant to be in a kitchen, and so she explained to him once, twice, three times, like the story of a prayer, 80 times over and over, what does it mean to bake this pizza? And, of course, baking it means in her kitchen. He didn't have a kitchen. Culturally, you're not going to bake a pizza. There weren't ingredients. But he would go to her kitchen, and he would try to bake it. So Machlis describes that once in the middle of the night, 3 in the morning, there was a knock on their bedroom door. Maybe someone had gone through the red line. Someone had overgone the red line. And it was knocked on their bedroom door. It was like 3 in the morning. So he told his wife, this is just too much. This is, you know, he can't deal with this. So she went to the door and she asked, who is it? And it's this person. He forgot one of the ingredients. And could she repeat to him over how to bake? So he said, this is going beyond that. It's 3 in the morning. So she said, Mordechai, this is a nisayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many people have a nisayim to see whether they're really, 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 really machnes orchim? And so she got up, and she got dressed, and she went to the kitchen and showed him again, for the umpteenth time, how to make the pizza. He said, this is simply, you know, it's the concept of mahu afata, to try and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any gvulot, without any boundaries, just to be a Baal Chesed, with kol ramach, kol shasach. This was a very, very special individual who was part of our world. And so Mitzvah Shem, we should learn Gozei for Nishmasa, Ivu Nishmasa. And I don't know if her Nishama requires Ivu, like the Nishamas of the Kedoshim, but so if it's not for her, because she's already where the highest that she can be, so it should be for everyone else whose Nishamas have been taken, and they should all be a Kachara for Klal Yisrael. Okay. Okay, we have learned a very beautiful sugya on Daf Beis and Beis to Daf Gimel Med Aleph that we have a machlokes amoraim in terms of what midoraisa one needs in order to be able to judge different situations. And we saw that the bottom line was that in the world of hodos v'halvos, three hediotos are that which are necessary. Are that which the Torah, which Chazal understood, these three hediotos can judge hodos v'halvos, but it's gotten to from two totally different directions. Rav Avo and Rava start off that really, ideally, midoraisa for hodos v'halvos require what? Three mumchim, Elohim, 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 Parshios Ksivkan. It includes not only Gzelos v'chabalos, but also hodos v'halvos. But Shalotin Odelas Bifnei Lavim, we go down to three Hediotos, and there's a Shlibu Sayu that allows us to stand in front of them, etc. On the other hand, Rav Acha Berei Dravika says nothing doing. In Hodos V'Halvos, we have a separate pasuk altogether, Mitzedek Tishpot Amisecha. You just need one. Who that one is the Machokas Rishonim, but you just need one Midoraisa. But Chazal made a Takana, because of Yoshve Kronos, to up the ante, to require three hediotos. So both Rava and Rav Avohu on one hand, and Rav Acha Berei Rav Ika on the other hand, come to the same conclusion, but they come to it from totally different points. One is a watering down of the Da'araisa, because of Lotin Odelet. The other is upping the ante of the Da'araisa, because of the issue of Yoshve Kronos. But the question is, once they both come to the same conclusion, is there any nafkamina? What the line of reasoning was? So the Gemara gave a nafkamina. What was the nafkamina of the Gemara? Excellent. Shnayim shadanu. Can we go below three? Can we go down b'di'evit to two dayanim, to one dayan? That's the shita of Shmuel. So according to Rava and Rav Avahu, no. No, you can't go below three. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. We were just lenient in terms of the quality of the Dayan. But you need a bezdin of three. That's what we need, Mida Araisa. That's a given. Masha'en kein, a coiner of Acha Bered Ravika, we can talk about it. Islay, we can talk about it. Shmuel definitely holds like Rav Acha Bered Ravika. We can hold like Rav Acha Bered Ravika and hold like Shmuel. That's the way, Dagi Tosfos, the Rush, etc. Or we can hold like Rav Acha Bered Ravika and not hold like Shmuel, like which Rishon? Like the Rambam, right? That the Rambam holds like Rav Acha Bered Ravika, but Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha, but Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinei Yamdin. Namely, Rav Acha Bered Ravika lends itself to the Shita of Shmuel, that even though Rabbanan said you need three, but maybe B'dievel we can do with two, maybe even with one, but it's not necessary that we have to paskin like Shmuel if you hold our cover Bered Ravika. It's a possibility. Okay? So that's a nafgamina in the Gemara. Is Shmuel Shita of Shnayim Shadanu, Dineihem Din, Elanikru Bezim Chatzav, is that Shita possible? According to Rava and Rav Avohu, that Shita is impossible. Kulei Alma, Shnayim Shadanu, Ein Dineihem Din. According to Rav Acha Bered Ravika, the Shita is possible. However, we pointed out, Yitachain, there's another nafgamina. Even though both Rava and Rav Acha Bered Ravika require three hediotos, the question is, what is the quality of those hediotos? L'cha'ora, according to Rava, what does each of those hediotos have to be? Has to be a gomir. He has to know the halacha. We're starting off from mumchen and we're going down. We're not going to go down to the street cleaner. We're going down. A hediot, a gomir, can substitute for a samuch. However, according to Rav Acha Bered Ravika, this is already a machlokes rishonim. The Yad Ramah, quoted by the Torah, says that he agrees with Rava and Rava that you need three, but Pashas of the Gemara, and this is where the Rosh learns, how many of the three have to be gomir? One. Okay? That's the second nafkamina. When you have a bezin of three head yotos, how many have to be gomir? L'chor, according to Rav and Rav Avohu, all three. According to Rav Acha v'Reid Rav Ika, according to the Rush, one out of the three. Le'ko shlosha l'es pechad de gomir. What we're coming to today is perhaps a third nafkamina. We move a little ahead in the Gemara to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, bottom line, to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we have a concept of Tana Rabbanan Dinim Namas B'Shlosha, the Im Haya Mumche L'Rabim, and later on we're going to define who is this Mumche L'Rabim. We understand it's a certain status. Im Haya Mumche L'Rabim, Don Afilu Yechidi. Who is the author of this Braisa? According to whom does this Braisa work out? What does Rashi say? According to, again, we had Rav Avohu and Rava on one hand, and we had Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika on the other hand, according to Rashi. This is Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika, right? What's the source? D'chsiv, b'tzedek tishpot, v'kosavar enkan erev parshos. This is exactly Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika, according to Rashi, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the machlokas between Rava on one hand and Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika. Is there erev parshos? And you require three mumchim midaraisa? Or there's no way we're parashas if we do with one da'oraisa. So according to Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika, we have this concept of mumche l'rabim don afilu yechidi. Who disagrees with Rashi head on? Tosos al Atar. Tosos says we have a whole list over here of various amorayim who view themselves as fitting into this category of yachid mumche, and these amorayim hold like Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika. They hold that they can hold that Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, and they can hold, some of them hold that we have a Dinam Ashlichu Sayu, namely like Rava and Rav Avohu. So you can't set up this Braisa. Had this Braisa been according to Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika, the Gemara should have asked on it. Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika and Rava and Rav Avohu are all Amorayim. This is a Braisa. If we have a black and white Braisa that Mumche L'Rabim works, and this only works according to Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika, the Gemara should have brought this as a question on Rav and Rav Avohu. And therefore, according to Tosfos, he learns that this Braisa is, according to whom? Everyone. Kulei Alma. Lekach, Tosfos points out, the last... right, where, at least in my edition of where it says Rabbeinu Chananel, the heading of Rabbeinu Chananel, in the margin, Lekach Nir Eli, Dafil Leman Deboi Gimel Mumche Midoraisa. Even if you hold Erev Parshos Sivkan, even if you hold like Rav Avohu, and like Rava, Takanta Derabonan Hi, Deyachid Mumche, L'Rabim, Don Afilu Yechidi. Takanta Derabonan Hu, that Yachid Mumche, Don Afilu Yechidi. That this is according to Kulei Alma, that we have over here, this Takana Midrabonan. So, what we have over here is a machlokes. Anadoraisa plane, that according to Rava, according to Rav Avohu, Midoraisa, we require Gimel Mumchim across the board. Mashen came according to Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rav Ika. Midoraisa, one is good enough, B'tzedek Tishpot. Midrabanan, everyone agrees that Gimel had Yotot. And then, according to Tosfos, we have another Drabanan. We have another Drabanan of Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim. This is the picture according to Tosfos. What about according to Rashi? What about according to Rashi? What?
It's only referring to Deraita.
So here we have a question. Sorry. That according to Rashi, we really have two options. One option is to say that Yachid Mumche L'Rabim is a takana according to Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rav Ika. is it takana according to Rav Acha, or shouldn't, is it takana according to? Is it takana according to Rav Acha b'Reish Ravika, or as I heard Yitzhak say, I think that was it. You?
Yeah, it's deoraisa.
Or this is a deoraisa. Namely, according to Rashi, it's quite clear that this din of Yachid Muncha Rabbi only belongs in this column, right? This is only if you hold the Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha and Ein Erev Parshios Ksivka, and it only belongs in this column. Not like according to Tosos, we have over here a Takana on both columns. We have a Takana over here, we have a, this din is over here. So it could be, like Yitzhak said, that this is the vestige. This is what's left of the Doraisa. We pointed out that Mid Doraisa, we need one. Mid Rabbanan, we move to three Hediotos. But the one didn't disappear. If that one is going to be a Mumcha L'Rabin, he remains on a Doraisa plane. We have a Doraisa, and we have a Drabbanan. Or, maybe, according to Rabacha B'Reid Ravika, we have two Takanos Mid Rabbanan. We have a Takana of Gimel Mumchin, and we have a takana of Yachid Mumcha L'Rabim. Because we have a principle called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en D'Oraisa Tikkun. All takanos have a D'Oraisa source. The Gimel Hediotos, this has the D'Oraisa source of Gimel Mumcha. The Yachid Mumcha has the D'Oraisa source of B'Tzedek. Namely, this is an open question whether this is a takana or whether this is a D'Oraisa. According to Tosus, it's certainly a takana. According to Rashi, it's an open question. My nafgamina, if it's a takana or a do'oraisa. My nafgamina, if it's a takana or a do'oraisa. Now, if you look at the sheets that I gave you, if you'll recall, look at the Rambam again in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perik Beis Halacha Yud. The first makar, at least on one of the two sides of the page. I don't remember, I don't know which side you're looking at. But the first makar on one of the two sides of the page is around what we've seen a number of times. Afal pi she'ein bezdin pachos mishlosha mutar le'echad vodun min ha-Torah she'ne'emar b'tzedek tishpot amisecha u'midivrei sofer ma'chiyu shlosha u'shnayim she'donu ein dineihem din. Right? This is with the Rambam, he paskins like Rav Acha b'Reish Duravika, the din of b'tzedek tishpot. He does not agree with Shmuel, even though Shmuel is possible, but he disagrees with Shmuel. But however, he says that there's a difference between the Deoraisa of Rav Acha b'Reish Ravika and the Drabanan of Ein Bezdin Pachos Mishlosha. What's the difference? That the Deoraisa level is on what in what tekken, in what category? Mi Deoraisa we have? Mi Deoraisa. Mutar le'echad lodun min ha-Torah. It's not a Bezdin, right? Mutar le'echad lodun min ha-Torah. It's a Dayan. Midrabanan, we have a concept of Bezdin. Midaraisa, we have a Dayan. Midrabanan, we have a Bezdin. We gave a whole bunch of nafkaminas. What does it mean, a Dayan and a Bezdin? Hoda'a, Kiyum Shtaros, what else? Knas, etc., Kfiya. All of these are tasks of a Bezdin. A Dayan can give a judgment, but not in these various areas. What about the Yachid Mumcha? What about the Yachid Mumcha L'Rabim? If we're working off of the Deoraisa, so according to the Rambam, this Yachid Mumcha would be a Dayan. That's what we have on a Deoraisa plane. If we're dealing with a Takana, then it's an open question. Maybe this Yachid Mumcha could even be on the level of a Bezdin, just like Gimel Hediotos have a status of a Bezdin. Maybe a Yachid Mumcha, if it's a Drabanan, maybe he has a status of a Bezdin. What does the Rambam say black on white? He himself, what does he hold?
Can't be a Bezdin.
Look in Halacha Yud Aleph. Echad Mumcha L'Rabim Oshanata Rishus Mi Bezdin Hareza Mutar L'Godun Yechidi Aval Eino Chashuv Bezdin. Namely, that it could very well be, again, this is an open question, if it's a takana, are you a dayan or a bezdin? The Rambam says black and white that you're a dayan, you're not a bezdin. This Mumcha L'Rabim is a dayan, he's not a bezdin. So it could be that it's a doraisa, like Yitzhak, this is the vestige of the Torah, or it could be that this is a takana, but the takana didn't only left him on the level of a dayan, didn't move him over to the level of a Bezdin.
Why do you think that the Takana would help him move up to the level of Bezdin?
that maybe that this is what Rabbanan were mitaking, that when we don't have.
They're more strict, like I just said. That there's a kind of Rabbanan that would that. Yeah, Midaraisa, so you need one to be a dayan, but we're going to make it a little bit more difficult for you to be a dayan, Midarabbanan. But I, of course, for Basin, you're going to need.
Fine, that's, in other words, again, these are two options. We know that Rabbanan have a takana of a bezdin. This is takana's bezdin. We know that Rabbanan made a takana of a bezdin. The question is, when they added in the Yochid Muncha, according to you, they tightened the screws a little, that they required a Yochid Muncha, did they leave him on the level of the Dayan, or did they say, no, this Yochid Muncha, he's the equivalent of a Bezdin? Why am I pushing for this, in this direction? Because we have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Look for a moment, I'll come back to the part that we skipped because of Yonatan's question, but I think it's a valid question. Look over again. The Rambam says this din twice for Yachid Mumcha, both in Perik Beis Alach Yud Aleph, the second source, and in Perik Hey Alach Yud Ches. Yachid Shu Mumcha LaRabbi Machu Pishu Dan Din Imamanos Ein Hodah B'Fanav Hodah B'Bezin. Right. However, look at the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. This is quoted both by Tosos Alatar, by the Ramban. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says as follows: Ra'uhu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. Moving over to the world of Kiddush HaChodesh. So we have a question: what happens classically? Who comes before Bezdin? Two Edom come before Bezdin. Correct. What happens if we have a situation of, continue in the Mishnah, Ra'u HaShlosha V'Hein Bezdin? Let's say that the only people who see the new moon are the Bezdin. The Bezdin, the three Dayanim, see the new moon, the Hain Bezdin. But, in other words, we have an issue, but they can't be both an Eid and a Dayan. They have to be one or the other. So, Yamdu Shnayim V'Yoshivu Mechavereim Eitzel HaYachid. So what we do is we take two of the Dayanim and they're going to be Eidim. And so we add two others to the Dayan who is left. V'Yaidu Bifnehem. And so the two now are made in front of the three. The Yomru, and those three will say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Why do we need a Bezdin of three? Why not simply have a Bezdin of one? She'ein ha-yachid ne'emon ayadei atzmo. No, Kiddush HaKodesh requires a Bezdin of three. Look over in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hachseifa itztrichalei. Next keta. This is the Gemara over the Rosh Hashanah. De'ein ha-yachid ne'emon ayadei atzmo. Salka daitach amina. We would have thought, Hoil v'tanya dini mamos b'shlosha v'im haya mumcha l'rabim don afiu yechidi hachinami nekadshe v'yechidi. We would have thought maybe what? We would have thought just like in the world of mamonos we can have one dayan. Yeah? So also in the world of Kiddush HaChodesh, we can have one Dayan. Kamash Malan, no, in Kiddush HaChodesh, you need three. Ve'ema Hachinami. No, why should that be? Why should that be? Maybe really one is enough, just like in Dine Mamanos. Ein Lacha Mumcha L'Rabim B'Yisrael, Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no Mumcha L'Rabim more than Moshe, V'Kamel Yekadosh Baruch Hu Adika Aharon B'Hadoch. The Moshe Rabbeinu can't judge on his own. On his own, he needs at least Aaron with him, and then Ein Bezdin Shakul, etc. What over here was the Havamina? What over here was the Havamina of the Gemara? That just like in the world of Dine Mamanos, one is enough, so also in Kiddush HaChodesh, one should be enough. How did the Gemara understand that this one is a Doraisa or a Drabana? What do you say? Vada, look in Tosfos. Umi Yukasha, Tosfos by us, the last eight lines. Perak Ru, Bezdin, Mashma, Demi, Doraisa, Ka'amar, Demumchil, Rabim, Don, Bi Yechidi. Otherwise, what's the connection to Kiddush HaChodesh? If this is a Takana, Bi Drabanan, in Dine Mamanos, what in the world does this have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? And if this is a Din Drabanan, my nafkamina, the Torah said that Moshe is not enough, but we're dealing over here with a Takana. Maybe post the Torah, one would be good enough. Just like by us, you know, one is good enough on a level of a takana. So it's mashma. We're dealing on a doraisa plane. So Tosus is stuck. What does Tosus say? In a chinami, that Gemara is according to Rav Acha Borei and Rav Yehuda. In other words, that Gemara you have to learn like Rashi. But, says Tosfos, but our Gemara doesn't learn like Rashi. That Gemara that compares Kiddush HaKodesh to the world of, that compares Kiddush HaKodesh to the world of Dine Mamanos, you have to learn like Rashi. But by us, says Tosfos, really, our Gemara works out according to everyone, and it's on the level of a takana, as we pointed out. Yochid Mumche, according to Tosfos, is a takana according to everyone. But in Achinami, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that only works out according to Rav Acha Borei D'Raviga.
In the end, it's a takana.
Tosfos holds it's takana. That's Tosfos' shita. Rashi, Yitzchak pointed out, could hold it to Doraisa. And Behemet, Tosfos understood in Rashi that it's a Doraisa. And that Doraisa, that's the, in other words, that maybe the Gemara has a Havamin, and maybe just like me, Doraisa, we can have one judge who will judge Dine Mamanos, so also we can have one individual who will be Mikadesh Bechodesh, Kamash Malan. No, that we have Xeris HaKosuv. We have Xeris HaKosuv that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he's no less than a Mumchad L'Rabin, is not enough. We require Aaron. Once we need two, so we need three. You shouldn't have a Bezin Shakul. And so that Gemara, both the Havamin and the Maskana, fit in only according to Rashi, yes?
So what we're saying is we have two options. One of them is to look at it as Takana, one of them is to look at it as Doraita, according to...
Within Rashi.
Within Rashi.
Okay, yeah.
Where do we see this option of Takana within Rashi?
We know that according the excuse me?
How did we come to that? I didn't see
it's
that.
It's just a logical possibility. Namely, the Gemara over here, Rashi says that this is according to the Chsi B'Tzedek Tishpot V'Kasavar Ein Kan Erev Parashios. This is simply according to the...
He's quoting a scriptural source. He's quoting a pasuk.
He's quoting the pasuk as a source. But we already know that within Rav Acha Borei D'Raviga we have a fear of Yoshvei Kronos. And because of that fear, we made a takana of Gimel Het Yotos. You could say that if we have a Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim, then we remain on the Doraisa plane. Or maybe, no, that this also is a Takana to alleviate the fear. That we make a Takana, that just like Gimel Hadyotos are good Jerabonon, so also Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim is good Midrabonon. Midoraisa, any Hedyot. Midrabonon, we require Dafka Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim. I agree with you that the Doraisa option is very, very real, and Tosfos certainly learned that way. Tosfos certainly learned that way. But, in other words, you don't necessarily have to... In other words, we saw that the Rambam also was working Och of Arvach of Rei Dravika, and the Rambam... doesn't say black and white in either direction. Simply speaks about Yochid Shu Mumcha L'Rabim. Yochid Shu Mumcha L'Rabim.
Rashi doesn't quote his Divrei Maskal Mumcha L'Rabim, so it's Mashmal that that's there, but also, no?
It's unclear. It's unclear. Okay, just the Ramban, that's just to complete this, the Ramban was also bothered by the same issue that Tosfos was bothered by. The Ramban also understood that this din of Yochid Mumcha L'Rabim is across the board. Namely, it's on the level of a takana. Either Gemara in Rosh Hashanah appears that it's a doraisa. That's what I have over here, Haramban. Ika demakshu hacha misugin deru bezdin. That over there, everything appears to be on a doraisa plane. V'kashu l'maydi perishu so anan drabanan kamakshirin Yochid Mumcha. Even according to Rabbahu, Mishum Galtin Odelas, and also if it's a Drabanan, so why bring in Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., etc. So he says, V'yei Shlomar, it was given in the middle of the paragraph, the Gemara de Hasam, Lo Nochis Lemedak Kulei Hai, that the Gemara over there was simply bringing an example from the world of Yochid Mumcha. Elakevan de Eshkechan Yochid Mumcha Dan Biyachidi Salkodeta Chamina Tehei Kiddush Kedine Mamanos Kamash Malan Vakshinan Ema Hachinami. lachshure kiddush kedine mamonos afilu biyochid kol dehu kol sheken mumche demasnisin du mumche gamur v'kula sugya kushu peruk aliba derav acha shapir asya. In Achinami, the easiest way of learning the Gemara is that it goes according to Rav Acha. Umihu aliba derav avohu havale lemeimar dine mamonos midoraisa b'shlosha mumchin bohu. Ubekidush achodesh lekala meimar mishum nilas delas midrabana. Umil ravavahu nami kevon detnan heter nedarin bishlosha. V'imhaya mumche afilu biyachid. We find another area of halacha where we go from 3 to 1. We have our sugya where you need according to ravavahu 3 midoraisa, but we go down to 1, and we have heter nedarin where there are 2 tracks. There's a track of 3 hediotos. And is a track of a mumcha. Salka daita chamina tavi kiddush achodesh kafaras nedarim. Namely, the Gemara that quoted Yachid mumcha wasn't saying that we want kiddush achodesh to be like dine mamonos, because in dine mamonos the Yachid mumcha according to Ramban and Tosis is only drabban. The Gemara was pointing out that we have a concept of a yachid, but in the world of kafaras nedarim, that's a din the araisa. Mean the araisa. 3 hediotos can be mefer nedarim. Mida araisa, 1 mumche can be mefer nedarim. And therefore, what the Gemara was really asking, let kiddush hachodesh be like kafaras nedarim. Kamash malan, hachodesh hazeh lachem. So we have a gzeras hakasuv, it's not like kafaras nedarim. Namely, the concept of yochid has 2 manifestations. One in the world of Dine Mamonos, one in the world of Hafaras Nidar. Dine Mamonos, we pointed out, here we're dealing with a Dayan, with a judge. Hafaras Nidarim, we're dealing with a Hora'ah, a judgment, in the world of Iser Veheta. That one person, we can have one judge who will say that this neder, we are Moreh, we are paskening, that this neder no longer has validity. The Gemara mentioned Dine Mamonos, but it was Lav Dafka, because Dine Mamonos, according to the Ramban, is really Drabana. But in Hafaras Nedarim, it's Daraisa. That's what the Gemara meant, that one is good. One is good in different areas. And maybe that one being good in different areas would apply also to Kiddush HaKodesh, Kamash Malan, that no. Namely, the Ramban also was very, very bothered by this issue, that if in the world of Mamonos, the one is a drabban, and what's it doing over there in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, where we're dealing on a daraisa plane? So the Ramban wants to expand it. Not only does that sugya work according to Rav Acha Breit Ravika, and with not only we say it's like a raya to Rashi, but you can learn it even according to Rav Avohu, and that the yachid doesn't mean dafka in dine mamonos, because according to Rav Avohu there is no yachid min daraisa in dine mamonos. It refers to the world of hora'a. Okay, that's a. You know, where it's a possible direction. But we see that the Rishonim were bothered how to understand this concept of Mumcha L'Rabim. Is it a Din Drabanan? And that's the sheet of Tosos and the Ramban. Or could it be a Din D'Oraisa? We just pointed out that you could say it's a Drabanan within Rashi, but then as Yitzhak points out, we're not really solving anything. We're just going, in other words, if it's a Doraisa, at least we have a proof from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. If it's a Drabanan, so whatever issues we have according to Tosus in the level of Drabanan, we're going to have according to Rashi as well. And what is a Tekken? So the Rambam says black and white, the Tekken is one of a Dayan. If we're using the comparison to the world of Kiddush HaKodesh, in Kiddush HaKodesh, Chorah, we need a Bezdin. And so the Tekken over there would be one of a Bezdin, not of a Dayan. But the, you know, it's, but this is, you know, it's the, all in terms of different options. I added in a Mara Makom on the page something I didn't ask you to look at, but something that you should be aware of within your own knowledge. A Hoda'ah. How many Dayanim do we require for a Hoda'ah? We saw you require 3. You require a Bezdin. There is, and we said, so this must prove that if you cannot be moded in front of a yachid mumcha, can I read that a yachid mumcha is not a bezdin? When the Rambam says that a yachid chumumcha l'rabim, you can't have hoda in front of him, can I read because he is not a bezdin? There could be a totally, totally different reason why a hoda'ah cannot be in front of one individual. Most of you have a Gemara with the rif in the back, so if you can move to the rif in the back of your Gemara, to daf Zayin Amud Beis. Daf Zayin Amud Beis in the rif. Over there we have a machlokes between the Baal HaMo'or and the Ramban. Very fascinating machlokes. The Gemara is in the third parak of Sanhedrin that deals with the cross-examination of the witnesses. So the cross-examination of the witness consists of all sorts of questions that are asked to the witnesses one at a time. And one of those questions is, was the Hodah in front of you? And the language of the Gemara is, Ad Shiyomar, look at the last paragraph of the Ma'or HaGadol, Ad Shiyomar Bifanenu Hodalo. The aid has to say, the witness has to say, that in front of us, plural, he was Moda. So the Baal HaMo'or points out, Mida Kamasni Kula Masisim Belashon Yochid. The entire Mishnah, when we ask an Eid a question, he answers in a singular. Hu amarli ish ploni, hu amarli ish ploni amarli, that this individual told me, the following person told me. V'hachak katani b'loshon rabim b'fanenu hodalo, v'lo omar ad shiyomar b'fanai hodalo. It's not enough that he says that this person admitted to me, as to say he admitted to us. Near Elidium Hoda Lefne Eid Echad Levado Ein Hoda Aso Klum. That a Hoda has to be in front of two Eidim for it to be considered to be a Hoda. Afiu Amar Lo Atem Eidai Velo Mishtava Apume. Even if he Ata Eidi, even if he says, I want you to be my witness, singular, that's not going to create a concept of Eidus. It's going to be totally meaningless. Namely, a hodah has to be something that can't be contradicted. You have to tell two people, Achim Alishnayim Atem Eidai. And there's such a Gemara in Baba Basra that Ein Hodah, the Pachos Mishnayim, that hodah needs two. It doesn't mean two one after the other, it means two simultaneously. Comes along the Ramban over there and disagrees vehemently and says, nothing doing, that a hodah can be in front of one. And then another hodah can be in front of another one, and those two can be mitzareif and be made on the hodah. There's no need to have two at the simultaneously. So according to the Baal HaMo'or, maybe the reason that a yachid mumcha can't accept the hodah is because he's one. Not because he's not a bezdin. Maybe it's not a din that you need a bezdin for the world of hodah. In the world of hodah, there's a machokas rishonim, is you need dafka two. As Aiden, not in other words, Betekan Aiden. So I photostatted for you a makar. The same halakha is also found in. I'm sorry, in the part, the one I skipped. In the Rosh and Baba Basra Paragimel, Simon Lamed, the Ravid says over there, the Rosh quotes the Ravid. Haravid kasev hodah bifnei shnayim. When that Gemara uses that phrase, it means dafka. Aval hodah bifnei eid echad lav hodahu klal. The Ravid holds like the Baal HaMo'or. Afilu amargo ato eid. The meaning dechninu. It's a meaningless statement. Howel viikafer lo machayev amona apume. Anything that can be contradicted, anything which is not going to stand up in a court, is not considered to be a hodah. A hodah in front of one person, that person can't be machayev. That's not considered to be a meaningful hodah. The fact that the Gemara says hodah achar hodah mitztarfin, that's when each of them said that there were two eidim. I'm one of two eidim. He was mowed in front of us. I'm one of two. V'haramban hevi raya la Yerushalmi. The Rosh says that the Ramban disagreed, that it's enough simply to have one, and the Rosh over there agrees with the Ramban. Namely, it's a machlokas between the Baal HaMo'or and the Ravid on one hand, and the Rosh and the Ramban on the other hand. So when we speak about the difference between a Dayan and a Bezdin, we gave a whole bunch of nafkaminas. One nafkamina was in terms of, where do you need a Bezdin? Where do you need a Bezdin? As opposed to a Dayan, you need a Bezdin for Knas, You need a Bezdin for Kiyum Shtaros. You need a Bezdin for Hoda'ah. So this may not be a din of a Bezdin. Hoda'ah may be a din that maybe we need Aiden. Maybe Hoda'ah needs Aiden, which is two. Not, in other words, not one. Okay, so the fact that we needed a Bezdin of three, that would, it could be that Hoda'ah needs a Bezdin. Maybe that's Pashtus of the Rambam, but it could be that maybe Hoda'ah needs two Aiden, the Shita of the Baal Hamor and the Shita of the Rebbe. Okay, just putting that in on the side. Okay, let's continue. Let's go back to Daf Hei Amar Aleph. Daf Hei Amar Aleph. Okay. Okay, I just want to mention three more things about the Yochid Mumcha, but just before I mention them, just in terms of our issue, that which Yitzhak raised, you know, where it's between the Doraisa, the Drabanan, whether it's the Tekken of Adaya, that which should, that Yonatan read should, or the Tekken of Abezdin. In other words, I don't want to get involved in the Fei Amar Aleph. There's a whole sugi over here as to whether you require Rishus, whether this Yochid Mumcha has to be empowered by a Reish Galusa, by a Nasi, etc. We're going to deal with that when we get to the Fei Amar Aleph. But there is just a Rashi over there that may be relevant to our sugya. So just if you look together with me at one Rashi, I know we're taking out of context, but the Gemara at one point says maybe you need the Rishus of a Nasi, maybe you need the Rishus of a Reish Galusa, because they have a Pasuk, L'yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. So there's a Rashi over there, Yibra Maskel Shevet. It's in the thin lines, about 15 lines down. Rashi says Shevet, Lashon Srara. Shevet means authority. V'yesh lahen, namely to the Nesiim, reshut lehafkir, the hefker bezden hefker. What is the power which is being granted by the Nasi to the Yochid Mumcha? The Nasi is handing over his power. He has the power of hefker. There's a din of hefker bezden hefker. That's who he's handing over to the Yochid Mumcha. If you look, if you turn the page of the Mara Makomos to the top, to the top of the next page, he points out, the Rambam points out in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dadoch Yud Gimel, Roshe Golios Shebebavel, B'makom Melech Heim Omdim. The power that they are handing over is the power of being a king. Namely, according to Rashi, the Rashi Golios have the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. That's what they are handing over. That's the Lo Yosser Shevet Yehuda. According to the Rambam, they have the power of being a king. And as a king, they are granting their kingly power to the Yochid Mumcha. What would you say? What is being handed over here? We get a question, is the Yochid Mumcha judging as a Dayan, or is he judging as a Bezdin? Could you be medayik in the Rambam and in Rashi, which direction they perhaps would be going? Yes, Yonatan?
Sounds a little bit like Doraisa from Rashi.
Okay, and but not only Doraisa Drabonim, but also what about, in what tekken, yes?
I would think like a diamond, because he's comparing to a melech, which is one person.
No, it's not wrong. The Rashi is Rashi.
So exactly, this could be Machokas Rashi and the Rambam. That within Rashi, maybe we're dealing over here with a bezdin of one, something we haven't seen up to now. We're dealing with a bezdin of one, and this may be the takana. In other words, it could be midoraisa, he's a dayan. But midrabanan, by getting the reshus of the reish galusa, he turns into a bezdin of one, with Hefker Bez and Hefker.
Why doesn't it say Vishlo? Why not say Vishlo?
What?
Vishlo had. I mean, it sounds like you need Mukhalarabim and a few of them. One would be enough.
Who, in which are you reading?
In Shevet.
In Rashi?
Yeah.
Lahen, meaning the Nisiyim, the Nisiyim who are empowered by the Torah, by the Pasuk of Leyoser Shevet Miyehuda, these Nisiyim have the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, and this is what they're handing over to this Yachid Munche. According to the Rambam, I think your Diuk is correct. The Rambam says he's a Dayan. The Rambam says he's a Melech. A Melech is a Dayan. Melech is not a Bezdin. The Melech has powers of being able to judge. There's a concept of Mori B'Malchus. The Melech can judge on his own. The Melech has the power of judging, and he's handing over that power to the Yachid Mumcha. So again, we'll come to this Gemara later on. Just pointing out that why are you raising that option? So I'm raising it because there are Rishonim who are Mashma in both directions. I'm just pointing out that there are nafkaminas in terms of what the Yachid Mumcha can do. Okay, so I mentioned there are three more things I just want to mention with the Yachid Mumcha. One, does the Yachid Mumcha have any limitations? Does the Yachid Mumcha have any limitations in terms of what cases he can judge, in terms of what area? Looking at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, do you find any limitations? Dine mamanos bishloshev, imhaya mumcha l'rabim don afilu yechidi. And then we have a whole bunch of Amaroyim who say that this brisa relates to them, that they have they have the credentials of being the yachid mumcha. And then it moves over to the fact, well, what if they make a mistake? And then it points out, well, it depends if they have rishus from the Reish Galusa, they don't have rishus from Reish Galusa, etc. Are there any limitations in terms of what realms we're talking about? Mamanos, that's all. Dine Mamanos. But Mamanos is very, very broad. Looking at the Rambam, Halacha Perakei Halacha Ches. What does the Rambam say? Dine Knossos, Kigong Zelos, Kabolos, Tashume Kefel, Tashume Dalad Vehe, Onas Mafata, Ein Donin Osam Ela Gimel Mumchin. Behem smuchim be'eretz Yisrael. Avol ho shar dinim amaskon hodos ha'avos ein tzrichim mumcha. Afilu shlosha hediotos. Afilu echad mumcha don osam. No? What does the Rambam limit the world of yachid mumcha to? Hodos ve'havos. Nak nosos, nak zelos ve'chabalos, but hodos ve'havos. Next halacha, ein donin bezdin shalchutz laaretz ela dvarim hametzuyim tamid yesh bem kisaron kis, gon hodaos v'halvaos. Those are the areas that the yachid mumcha is allowed to get involved in. Anything beyond that, the yachid mumcha cannot get involved in. All this Rambam is saying al pisvara. The Rambam has this is not a source. The Rambam has no source for this. There's no Gemara that says that. The Rambam is assuming that who is this Yachid Mumcha? He is no better than whom? Than the Shlosha Hedyotos. He's just assuming, just like the Shlosha Hedyotos cannot create Knossos, he cannot deal with Knossos. Just like the Shlosha Hedyotos require Gimel Mumchim, the whole Diuk of Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha was only by Hodos V'Halvos, so also over here, just as the Gimel Hedyotos, Shlifus Hayoka Avdina, in many cases where it's necessary, Shliach V'Chiseron Kis, so also the Yachid Mumcha. The Yachid Mumcha doesn't go beyond the Gimel Hedyotos. Okay? That's, again, we don't find this in the Gemara, we find it in the Rambam, that he says it, Alpi Svara. Who is this Mumcha L'Rabin? Who is this Mumcha L'Rabin? If we have to say, okay, in other words, fine, we have this track called Mumcha L'Rabin. Who is this Mumcha L'Rabin? What do we find? What does the Ramban say? What does the Ran say? What does Tosua say?
The Ramban says a Mumcha is not someone is not someone.
Okay, excellent. What we pointed out was up to this point. Before we got to our Gemara and Daf Hei, we knew of two categories. We knew of a category of a mumcha from the sugya of Daf Beis on Beis, Gimel Amar Aleph. Who was this mumcha that we know about? What's another term for him? A samach. Right. We have the samach. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. You need Gimel Mumchim, Gimel Smuchim. That's a given. And then we had a concept of a hedyot degomir. Right? That this is the phrase which is used to describe the gimel hedyotot. The gimel hedyotot that Rav Achav, Reish Rav Ika, brings in. We need a hedyot degomir. What does gomir mean? The phrase gomir?
Learning.
He has a Rebbe. He's learned. He's learned from someone. If you recall in Megillas Rus, when Boaz asks, when he sees how Rus is behaving, so he asks, L'mi ha-na'ara hazot? Who's her Rebbe? Who taught her how to take leke, chikcha, peya, who taught her tznius? L'mi ha-na'ara hazot? She has to have a Rebbe. So this hedyot has to have a Rebbe. Gomer means that he's learned from someone. Again, do we need one hedyot de gomer or three hedyotas de gomer? We saw a machlokas, but we have a concept of hedyot de gomer. Where does mumcha l'rabim fit in to this chart? So, of course, we have the roof of the chart, and we have the floor of the chart. We have the roof, and we have the floor. This is what we've spoken up to. Where is mumcha l'rabim? Mumcha l'rabim, is he the hedyot de gomer? Is that the mumcha l'rabim? We just said we need three of them. We need a quarter three, and here the mumcha l'rabim is dan afilu levad. Who is the mumcha l'rabim? According to the Ramban, what does the Gemara say? On daf hey amad aleph. Iboilu kagon ana de gemirna usfirna v'nakitna reshuta, o kagon ana de gemirna usfirna. Namely, that we're dealing over here with a hedyot, someone who doesn't have smicha. The gomir v'savir. Namely, not the hedyot the gomir. We need the gomir v'savir. What's the difference between gomir and savir?
Gomir, he knows the halacha, savir, he can reason out.
Right, look in Rashi, right? That's what Rashi points out. Gomir shmuos dinim mirabosai. I went to shir. I have a klaf that I studied. Usfirna yodeya ani lahosif uliyashev tami midaiti. I'm a maven davar mitoch davar. I have a lot of native intelligence, and I can take the knowledge that I have and I can apply it to more cases. Over here, this hedyot de gomir, he can be a gola. He can be an individual who can simply repeat that which he taught, that which he was taught. He can't go further than that. That's enough for the gimel hedyotos. For the mumche l'rabim, this is not the samuch, that's what Ramban points out, but it is someone who was above the gimel hedyotos. Come along the Ramban and Tosos and say, let's look at another sugya. We have another sugya down the line on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Open your Gemara, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the first page of Zeborer. Dini Mamanos Bishlosha. We pointed out we need a bezdin of three, the top Mishnah. How do you get to three? Zeborer lo echad. One of the plaintiff chooses one dayan. Zeborer lo echad. The defendant chooses a second dayan. Ushnehem, and it's unclear in the Gemara whether the two of them means the plaintiff defendant or the two judges. Borim lahen od echad divrei Rav Meir. Chamim omrim shnei dayanim borim lahem od echad. Okay. Ze posel dayano shel ze veze posel dayano shel ze divrei Rav Meir. Each of them has veto power, like in the American system of the jurors, right? There's a veto power on the juror, there's a veto power on the judges of the other one. Chamim omrim emasai bizman shemevi aleihem raya shehem krovim opsulim, aval im hayu ksherim, o mumchim mipi bezdin, ein yochol leposlan. That here we have a concept of mumche mipi bezdin. That if they have this level of mumche mipi bezdin, then there is the plaintiff or defendant has no right to veto them. They're individuals who certainly deserve to be dayanim. Here we have a machlokas rishonim. Who is this mumcha mipi bezdin? According to the Ramban, this mumcha mipi bezdin, this is the whole Ramban is in Daf Kaf Gimel. It's on this sugya. The mumcha mipi bezdin is the gomir v'saver. He's one and the same. Namely, we have three categories. We have a samuch. We have a mumcha who is not a samuch. And we have a hedyot. Mida oraisa, we need three smuchim. This mumcha l'rabim, according to the Ramban, he can be judged either d'oraisa, according to Rashi, or drabonon, according to Tosfos and the Ramban. He can judge. And then everyone agrees that three hedyotot, who are gomir, can judge. These are the three categories that we have according to the Ramban. Tosfos, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, tells us that you learn mumcha l'rabim. Look at the second Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Af agav dahai mumcha l'rabim hainu d'gemirna usvirna kidemasik. Our mumcha l'rabim of our sugya on Daf Hei Amud Aleph is the gomir v'savir that we have over here on the board. Ha the ka'amar l'kamen b'zeh borer l'olam posav aholech ad sheyikado ala b'fnei bezdin she mumcha l'rabim. The Gemara in Kaf Gimel is not talking about that level. You don't have to reach the level of Rav Chia and Rav Nachman. The Hazam Bezdin Ko'amar. Because there we're talking about building a Bezdin of three. And this person, this Mumcha L'Rabim, he can be one. You don't need a Bezdin of three. And the Gemara is talking about building a Bezdin of three. The Kevan Dehem Gimel Afilu Stam B'nei Adam Mumchim L'Rabim. Namely, we have, according to us, is another category of Mumcha L'Rabim, which we'll simply, for our purposes, say, him chuhu rabim aleihem. Someone who is recognized by the community as being a knowledgeable individual. Someone who has a certain status in the community of an individual. He's more than the gomir. He's not the gomir v'savir. He is someone who has learned, and the community views him as a person who is right to be a judge. And according to Tosfos, we have over here four categories. We have Gimel Mumchim, who can judge as three, but they can be vetoed. We have a Mumcha Miti Bezdin, who can judge as part of three, but can't be vetoed. We have the Mumcha L'Rabim, who can judge alone. And then we have the Samuch, who is the gold standard. According to the Ramban, mumcha, the same phrase, mumcha l'rabim, mumcha l'bezdin, this is all one and the same. We only have three categories. Okay, so this is what simply in terms of who we're dealing with. So the mumcha l'rabim of Daf Hei is certainly the gomir v'savir. The mumcha l'rabim of Daf Kaf Gimel, this is Daf Kaf Gimel, that's a machlokes Ramban and Tosfos. Is this the same? The Ran, if you saw the Ran on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, he simply quotes these deos that we have the Samuch, we have the Gomir V'Savir, we have the Imchuhu Rabim Aleihem, we have the Hedyot Gomor. These, in other words, we have either three or four categories. The Rambam doesn't get involved in all this. We have no idea what the Rambam would say. In other words, Lechora, in terms of our Gemara says black and white that the Mumcha L'Rabim is the Gomir V'Savir. The question is, what do we do with the Gemara and Daf Kaf Gimel? Is it a separate category, Mumcha L'Rabim, or the same category? Yes? Tosfos holds the Mumcha Mipi Bezdin, according to the Chachamim, can't be rejected.
But the one that's in Mumcha L'Rabim could be rejected?
The Mumcha Mipi Bezdin and the Mumcha L'Rabim is one and the same.
According to
Tosfos? Yeah. Tosa says that this mumcha mipi bezdin does not mean mumcha l'rabim. This mumcha mipi bezdin means mumcha l'rabim aleihem. He can't be rejected. Okay, that's the Gemara Daf Kaf Gimel. Okay, one more point. Okay, so we dealt with the Rambam's limitations. We dealt with who is defined as a mumcha l'rabim. Tosfos, Yibar Maskil, Don Afilu Yechidi. Tosfos says, V'yochol lochuf esa adam ba'al korcho. Done. There are three tosos in the Fehim at Aleph. The first tosos said that the din of Yochid Mumche was across the board. Everyone agreed with it, but it's a din drabanan. Second tosos says that the Yochid the Mumche l'Rabim of our sugya dafei is not the same as the Mumche l'Rabim on daf kaf gimel. Third tosos says don afilu yechidi, right? V'yochol lochuf esa adam ba'al korcho. One of the powers of the Mumche l'Rabim is kfiya. He can force the individuals to come before him. He can enforce a judgment upon them. Does everyone agree with that, Tosfos? Is that clear that this is the authority of the Mumche l'Rabim? Not the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in Perek Dalid. Halacha Yud Dalid. The Rambam says over there, the very last line.
It's on the sheet.
Well, it's on the sheet, yeah. Dalid Yud Dalid. Avalachu v'sbalei hadinim lodun lahem ein lo rishus. The Mumche l'Rabim does not have permission to be kofa them. Ad sheyitol rishus b'reish galusa. That the rishus of the Reish Galusa is not only to get out of payment if you make a mistake, it also, in other words, is necessary for kfiya. Now, this fits very, very beautifully into Rambam Shita, that who has the power of kfiya? What institution?
Bezdin.
And the Mumche l'Rabim is Beteken Daya. Right? Now, so, I know I erased it, but in other words, one of the differences between a Bezdin and a Dayan is that the Bezdin has the power of kfiya. Bezdin has the power of receiving a hoda'ah. Bezdin has the power of kiyum shtaros. Bezdin has the power of, what else do we put in this category?
Knossos.
Making knossos. Masha'en kein a dayan, he can judge. He can judge, but not necessarily these four. But Tosas says, even the yachid mumche, he can force. So it could be, again, when we asked, is he Yachid Mumche? Yonatan asked, is he a Dayan or a Bezdin? Tosa says he can be Kofa. If we're working off of the Rambam, and we saw the Ksos also stresses this, that Kfiya is the power of a Bezdin, so we see that the Yachid Mumche is a Bezdin. Either Torah speaks about him as a Dayan, this could be the Takana. Right? Tosa says this, we have a Takana of Yachid Mumche. The Takana could be that even though he's one individual, he can serve as a Bezdin. Okay, so these then are the parameters that we have in front of us. Any questions up to this point? Okay, Ad Kana Kofa Aleph, yes?
Where does the Ran fit in terms of, because he also said that you could be, get a category of, I thought you had a different category of Mumcha, like one is he gets Rishus and one he doesn't get Rishus.
Excellent, right. I didn't want to get involved in the world of Rishus. The Ran is really like the Ramban, namely that we have over here three categories, the Samuch, the Mumche l'Rabim, who can judge alone, the Gomir, who needs three, the Mumche l'Rabim, who judges alone, does he have to pay if he makes a mistake? If he got Rishus from the Reish Galusa, no. If he didn't get Rishus, then yes. That's what the Ran is. But the Ran is basically working like the Ramban. He does not distinguish between the Sugi and Daf Hei and the Sugi and Daf Kaf Gimel. With the Ran is the Talmud of the Ramban. Makes sense that he would follow in his footsteps. Okay, let's go back. Let's now begin a new sugya. We have 5 minutes. We can begin a new sugya. So it's a one-line sugya. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. Okay, we're continuing in the Mishnah at our snail's pace. Right, we have the tortoise and the hare. So eventually we'll finish the Masechta, but we're doing it at the pace of the tortoise. Dine mamnos v'shlosha we talked about. Gzelos v'chabalos v'shlosha we spoke about. Nezek v'chatzi nezek, da-da-da-da-dam, v'shlosha. So the Gemara asks, Nezek Hainu Chabalot. What's the question? The Mishnah already spoke about Chabalot, about punching someone in the nose, personal damage. What does the Chovil pay? How many payments? 5 payments. Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes. Here the Mishnah is talking about Nezek. What kind of Nezek? Who's doing this Nezek? Nezek, when we speak about Nezikim, Nizke Mamam. The Rambam begins. Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Hilchos Chol V'Lomazik. What is Nizkei Mamon? Nezek? It means that my animal, my property, damaged someone. My car crashed into your car. In other words, we have over here Nezek. So the Gemara asks, Nezek is included in Chavos. We said Gzelos V'Chavos. Chavos has five payments. The first of those five payments is Nezek. So why do you need a separate category of Nezek if it's already included in Chabalos? If we say that Chabalos require three, so Kal V'chomer, that three applies to Nezek. Nezek is part of Chabalos. Nezek hainu Chabalos. That's the Gemara's question. Nezek hainu Chabalos. The Gemara says, really, it's not necessary. It's only tossed in there because of Chatzi Nezek. Correct? That's the Gemara answers. Mishum dekabay lemisnei Chatzi Nezek taminami Nezek shalom. Okay, why is it said Chatzin Nezek? We'll get to it. Is this really true that Nezek and Nezek are one and the same? That we have Nizkei Mamon and we have Chovel. Chovel means Adam, right? Izik Adam. And we have Nizkei Mamon, which would be either be Shor, Izik Adam, or Adam, Izik, Shor. In other words, we're dealing with property damage. Property damage, you have to pay that which you damaged. In the world of Chovel, you have to pay for the damage, Nezek, have to pay for the pain, Tsar, pay for the Ripui, for the doctor bills, pay for the unemployment, Shevet, and bullshit, the fact that the fellow's walking around with a broken nose, that's tremendously embarrassing. So you have to pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshas. So the Gemara asked, why does the Mishnah have to say Nezek? That's already included in this Nezek. Is that really true? Let me ask you. When you have a dog, your dog bites the neighbor, right? Or you throw a baseball through someone's window, and you have to pay. You pay compensation. Is that payment mamon or knas? Is that how do we view that payment? Clearly,
mamon.
Mamon. What about when you punch someone in the nose and you have to pay him now for his broken nose? Is that mamon or knas? According to the Gemara, nezek hainu chavalos. It's mamon. That's why the Gemara said so. We have a redundancy in the Mishnah. No, what are the? Did you get to this yet? Okay. So, what I want you to see, we'll stop over here. What I want you to see is look at the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Hey Hilchos Chovel Umazik, and you will find a machlokas. Right? Define your terms. Look into the Magid Mishnah over there. He says one of those two shitos is obviously correct. And one of those two shitos is obviously incorrect. But what can we do that the Rebbe of the person who had that obviously incorrect shita, that was the Rebbe's shita? So the Talmud is simply following the Rebbe. So the question is there a logic to the illogic? So I sent you to the Meshech Chachma, right? I'll add in another makar. Okay, that will deal with that. Now we're going to move over to the world of that. Okay, so that's what you should be thinking about. Is there a reason that we would view the Nezek of Chovel as being different than the Nezek of Mamon? Is there something built into the world of Chabala which would say that this is a totally different world? That's A. B, we're going to move over to the world of Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek, right, when you have a short tongue and it's Mazik, another animal, or... Then there's a payment of half Chatzin Nezek. Why half? So that's the Gemara over here brings the machlokas, whether Pala Niska Knasa or Pala Niska Mamona. Should basically be paying nothing, but we're going to fine you, or basically you should be paying everything, but we're going to be lenient with you. What is going on over here in terms of these two sides? What do the two sides mean? And then, look in Rashi. Rashi adds in a phrase, you should have watched your shore. What does that tell us something about why you're chayav when your animal damages. So I send you to a Rambam in the Hilchos, beginning of Hilchos Nizkei Mamam, Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, two Lashanas in Rashi, that there are two very, very different ways of viewing why a person is responsible when his act, when his animal, when his property damages. You have, a lawnmower. It goes on, you know, where it's by itself, and it mows someone else's lawn against their will. In other words, you have to pay for. Why are you paying? Why are you paying for the damage that your lawnmower did to the other person's, to that other person's property? So we'll see a machlokes. Okay, that we'll start with, and then we will move over to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, to the source of the three. The Gemara then is Bli and Hara, a very, very easy Gemara. You know, you should be able to cover almost the entire Amud over here on Gimel Amud Beis. But I'll give you the Mara Makomos, we'll have it tomorrow morning. Okay?